James B. Stewart writes the Common Sense column in the Business Day section of the New York Times and joins us here each week on WQXR to discuss matters of economy. James, one of the most hyped initial public offerings of corporate stock in history, the launch of Facebook on the NASDAQ last week, wasn't quite what was expected. And the company's shares actually went down a couple of days after the IPO happened. What went wrong, Jim? Or, in fact, did anything go wrong?
To say it's not quite what it was expected is an understatement. It was a disaster, basically. And this wasn't just one of the most hyped offerings of all time. This was the most hyped. This was, you know, a company that so many people have firsthand exposure to, use, know, wanted the shares. It debuted at a market capitalization of over $100 billion. Every step of this has been intensely scrutinized. And so it is almost unbelievable that so many things have gone wrong in one deal. Now, poor Facebook, they have been star-crossed from the beginning. They tried to do a private placement a while back. It was supposed to be available to American investors. Goldman Sachs was leading that. It turned out there was so much media, so many leaks, that the SEC ruled, no, this can't be a private placement. It's become public. Americans can't buy. So who got the pieces of Facebook? Russians. So that was a mess. So then they decided they moved to Morgan Stanley as the lead underwriter. Everything is supposedly going smoothly. They price the deal. It moves. There are all these trading glitches. People can't trade. They don't know what the prices are. NASDAQ is in chaos. The stock closes the first day barely above the opening price, which basically you want to pop. They want a 10 to 20% gain. That was already bad. And then the next 2 days, the bottom just fell out. It was down, I think, 11% the first day, another 2% after that. And to top everything else up, there are allegations flying around. There was insider trading and improper dissemination of information to select clients. It is a mess.
What are the lessons of the Facebook IPO that are available to future masters of the corporate universe? Or maybe so many things went wrong that it's impossible to narrow it down.
Well, there's blame to go all around here. And I think you've got to go back to Facebook itself and the company who made the decision about how to handle this. I've been running for some time. I wrote about the Google public offering, which was very unusual, and then it was a auction-style offering to the public. It circumvented the whole Wall Street hierarchy of big investment firms. And basically what happened to Google when it went public is Wall Street ganged up on it, said, we're going to teach you a lesson. We never want another big company trying to do this and cut us out of this lucrative gravy train. And they succeeded. The Google offering was considered a disappointment, didn't open, didn't pop in its first day. But guess what? It's now gone up 600% and has been a flourishing company. But the tactic worked. No other company has really dared to do what Google did since then. And Facebook was going to be a big test. They talk about idealism, about wanting to serve the average investor. And they thought about the auction, and they didn't do it because they were afraid of the Google thing. So they went with the traditional underwriting route. And now look what's happened. So I think people are going to start rethinking the role of Wall Street in this. But secondly, you've got to look at the pressures there, the greed, the hype, the mania. And some adult should have stepped in there and said, wait a minute, let's take a sober look at this. What is this company really worth? And let's not worry about maximizing the return for the handful of early investors or whether it's a popping or not popping the first day, but let's just come up with a fair price and then let the results speak for themselves.
James B. Stewart writes the Common Sense column in the Business Day section of the New York Times and joins us each week here to discuss matters of economy on WQXR.